Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we'll take our first steps towards building our first Windows Store app. So we're going to do a couple of things right off the bat. We're going to create a new app using the Grid app template in Visual Studio. We're going to immediately run the app in the debugger just to see how it works, what we get out of the box for free. We're going to navigate through the various pages and take a look at the relationships between things like the groups and the items, things like that. And then we're going to stop running the app and we're going to look at the organization of the various files in the Solution Explorer, the HTML, the CSS, the JavaScript that comprise the application that we just looked at, what we get added to the project by the new Grid app template. And then finally, we're going to make our first tiny little change to the application just to get our feet wet. All right, so before we begin, what I want to do is take a look at the hands-on lab itself and talk about the ontology, the organization of the labs. So, as you can see, I use the desktop icon to open up the Windows 8 Camp in a Box, and we're most interested in this little green icon that says Hands-on Labs. And so there are, what, like 8, 10 different labs in here. We're going to work on all the labs throughout this series except the last two. We're not going to go through the touch input and hybrid apps or the introduction to Azure mobile services. You can continue on to those after you finish these lessons if you like to. But at any rate, let's take a look at, and I'm going to click on the HTML version of the lab. There's also a Word version, but we're going to work through the HTML version. They should be identical, just whatever you're interested in opening up as. And so you can see each lab is divided into a series of exercises. Each exercise is divided up into a series of tasks. And if we click on one of these tasks, you can see that they are further divided into what I'm calling steps. And so I'm going to try and call your attention to the lab, the exercise, and the task that I'm currently working on at the very beginning of the video and throughout the video. But please excuse me if I don't say, okay, now we're in step number, 17 or whatever. They're so granular that it would be annoying to constantly reference them. And so there's a chance that I might do things in slightly different order than the instructions that you read in the lab. That's fine. As I said earlier, I might diverge from the exercises and the tasks when I feel necessary. But when that happens, I'll try to call your attention to that as well. But at any rate, in this lesson, what we're going to do is work through exercise one, tasks one through three. So we'll get to the point where we're customizing the start page, and then we'll stop right before we customize the branding, and we'll pick that up a couple of lessons from now. We're going to spend the majority of our time talking about the composition of the Grid app template. So let's go ahead and follow the basic instructions here. What we need to do is to create a new project using the Grid app template. We're going to make sure to name it Contoso Cookbook. And then we're going to simply start debugging the application by hitting F5 on our keyboard or the run button. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. Let's open up Visual Studio, or as I'm using the Express 2012 for Windows 8. And what I'm going to do is, there's a number of different ways to create a new project. I'm just going to select on the start page, new project. However you choose to do that, ultimately we want to get to this new project dialog. On the left-hand side, we want to make sure that we're working with the JavaScript templates, the Windows Store JavaScript templates, and we want to select in the middle column Grid app. If you don't do that, you're going to be off to the wrong footing here at the very get-go. And then we want to name this Contoso Cookbook and then click OK. All right, and as the instructions suggest, let's go ahead and run the application right away by hitting F5 or the run button to run it on our local machine. And you can see we get a splash screen, albeit one that's devoid of any interesting graphic. We'll fix that later. And here we have our Grid app template. You can see, if you recall from our walkthrough of the Contoso Cookbook application in the last video, there's a lot familiar here already. The colors are different, sure, but look at these large groupings and this group title here and all these individual tiles that represent items. And so if we were to click on a given item, we would see, first of all, an image. Now, admittedly, this image is just blank, for it's just a dummy image. And there's some text, and we'll obviously need to change this up because we need the directions and the recipe list and things of that nature. However, it's a good start. I'm going to use the back button, and so that's something we saw in the previous lesson when we walked through the application as well, to get back to this listing of the groups and the individual items. I can click on an individual group name in order to see information about that group. And you'll recall from the previous lesson that this is very similar. We saw a map of the given locale for the where the recipes originated from China, from Italy, things of that nature. And then we saw all of the items that were associated with that group of recipes. So right out of the box, we get an application that seems to work pretty closely to what we're already familiar with. Now, there is one difference here. We don't have an app bar created in the application, so we'll add that. That's going to be a small thing. But overall, we're off to a great start. Now, it's just a matter of customizing the templates, making sure we pull the right data. So we don't want this dummy data. We want to pull the recipe data and get things like our images added to the application and so forth. All right. So let's go ahead and exit out of this. The method I use is I just hit the command key and then go to the desktop and then hit the stop button. There are probably quicker ways, but I'm already in the habit of doing that. So you'll see me take that approach to exiting out of the runtime version of the app and back into Visual Studio. All right, so the point I want to emphasize as we go through and take a look at the Solution Explorer here on the right side is that this entire application that we just looked at is just HTML and CSS and JavaScript. It's not scary at all. Now, there might be a few things that we're unfamiliar with here and there, but I'm betting we can find the answers if we look hard enough. So let's go ahead and just rummage through and take a look at the various elements inside of our Solution Explorer. First of all, there's this folder called Pages, and inside of there we can see that there are three subfolders, a grouped items, an item detail, and a group detail. And I'll bet you we can figure out just by the names alone what we're working with here. There is a grouped items page, which was the first page that we saw after our application loaded and the splash screen disappeared. It had all the groupings of the items kind of bunched together, right? And so here's the HTML, the CSS, and the JavaScript to make that work. Now, when we clicked on an individual recipe item, or I should say a given item, a large image, we were able to look at the item detail page, and that is defined here in this HTML, this CSS, and this JavaScript. And then finally, when we clicked on the group header and we saw a larger image and flowing text, that is contained within this group detail page, okay? And we have a default at HTML page, and if we're going to inspect this a little bit closely in a couple videos from now, so I don't want to step over myself just yet, but you can see that as we inspect the HTML here, let me get this a little larger, these are things that we're already familiar with, it's HTML5 according to the doc type. It's got a head, it's got a body. Inside the head, we're defining the title. We have links and references to various scripts and CSS style sheets. And then we have div tags inside. And so, again, the point of emphasis here is that while it might seem a little intimidating at first, our first walkthrough, we're only dealing with HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And from the previous series that we've already learned with, and from your experience developing web pages, a lot of that knowledge is going to transfer over. There's going to be very little that we're going to have to build on top of that, okay? So in addition to the pages, the instructions have us looking through things like the various folders, like the JS folder. And there are three files inside of that. This default.js that opens up by default inside of our main area here. And then there's also this data.js, which the instructions tell us give us some sample data and the code to bind our data to our HTML, and then finally a navigator.js file that contains helper functions for navigation. So we're going to be spending plenty of time with these three JavaScript files. And I think all that's really left to do for this video is to follow the instructions in our lab in task number 3, which is to customize the start page. So we're going to go to our groupedItems.html page. So we're going to open up that folder, navigate to that file. And it says specifically where we see this span with a class equals page title, what we want to do is add a space between Contoso and Cookbook. So it looks what it did was just take the project name and just use that as the kind of the page title in our application on that main page. So to change that, we just need to find that span class equals page title here, and I found it, it's near the bottom. And I'm just gonna put a space and I'm gonna save it and we'll rerun the application. And now you can see we have our first little change to the application. We just gave it a proper name. Okay. All right, so before we get too far, I think we need to better understand what's going on behind the scenes here. What's going on under the hood? How is it that we can write HTML, CSS, and JavaScript and have it all look like a real Windows Store app? What magic is Microsoft pulling out of its hat to make all of this work? So in the next two lessons, I want to look at how this is even possible. What's going on behind the scenes that allows this to happen? So we're going to look at the execution environment for our HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And then I want to take a look at the special library of functionality written in JavaScript that gives us the look and the feel of a real Windows app. So we'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you. Thank you.